In 2020, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced to South Africans that the country will enter a nationwide lockdown for 21 days with effect from March 26 that year. The lockdown was part of efforts to cap the rapid spread of the coronavirus in the country. Ever since then, coronavirus regulations have been constantly fluctuating in the country due to the cases increasing and decreasing. The question that remains posed is, does the country need these regulations? And are they really effective? Speaking to Vowel FM News, Shabir Mahdi, a virologist from Wits University, says these regulations in a South African context have done very little to protect against infections from transpiring.
The current regulations on COVID-19 by government are not only obsolete, but in fact are detrimental to South Africa as a whole. These regulations in a South African context have done very little to protect against infections from transpiring. Had it achieved that purpose, we wouldn't be in a situation where more than 90% of South Africans have been infected at least once with COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic.
Currently, the country has 3.96 million coronavirus cases. Mahdi says reality is we are in a different phase of the virus and further emphasizes on the fact that these regulations have failed in protecting against infections.
The reality is that we're now in a very, very different phase of the pandemic, and these regulations have failed in protecting against infection. There might have been some value to these regulations at the early stage of the pandemic, when our hospitals were ill-prepared to deal with a surge of COVID-19 cases.
Wits University students expressed that COVID-19 regulations makes no sense at all. Their comments comes after the Department of Health published new rules of managing the coronavirus pandemic. On May 5 this year, the Health Department announced the new COVID-19 regulations, and among them, there was a rule that emphasized that it is not necessary for school children to wear face masks in classes. However, the department later on May 6 retracted its statement, saying children at school should wear masks. Those that Vowel FM News spoke to say the inconsistency of the COVID-19 regulation doesn't make sense to them.
From my point of view, I feel like face mask wearing must be banned in South Africa. Reason being, we can look at India also. It has banned the wearing of the mask. And I feel like in South Africa, for now, we have been educated about how to deal with corona inside or outside, in public spaces or private places. And we have majority of people who are fully vaccinated. Like, to look at the number, the stats of people who vaccinated is 17.6 million people who are fully vaccinated. I feel like at the moment we are ready to ban the mask wearing in our country.
I think to protect ourselves from day-to-day viruses like common cold or sore throat, even the small viruses get transmitted very quickly. I think that we should continue wearing a mask, because even if COVID-19 is totally eradicated, we should protect ourselves from these common viruses.
Meanwhile, Mahdi further stated that 90% of the population have immunity and protection against severe diseases and death. He added that the pretense on government continuing aspiring to try to prevent infections, which is what these regulations are all directed at, is completely misdirected. Mahdi also told Vowel FM News that it is unfortunate that the health department and the policymakers have very little understanding as to what is required at this stage and the harm that these COVID-19 regulations are causing.
Now that 90% of the population have got immunity and particularly protection against severe disease and death, the pretense on the part of government to continue aspiring to trying to prevent infections, which is what these regulations are all directed at, is completely misdirected. Unfortunately, it appears that the Department of Health and the policymakers have got very little understanding as to what is required at this stage of the pandemic and the harm which these sort of regulations are causing.
Mahdi says these regulations are, among others, affecting livelihoods of people, detrimental to the economy of the country, affect student lives, and continue to flatten the ability of universities to function.
The harm that these sort of regulations are causing is permeating throughout society. It's affecting the livelihoods of people. It continues to be detrimental to the economy of the country. It continues affecting student life. It continues affecting the ability of universities to function. So it is high time that society starts mobilizing against what is completely unnecessary regulations and regulations that have dismally failed in protecting against infections in the South African context.
According to Mayo Clinic, herd immunity occurs when a large portion of community becomes immune to a disease. The spread of disease from one person to the other becomes unlikely when herd immunity is achieved. As a result, the whole community becomes protected. Not just those who are immune, however, experts now believe it will likely be difficult to achieve herd immunity for COVID-19. For VOFM News, I am Mapabalo Boroto in Bramfontein, Johannesburg.